Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690 300. Manx Radio's Update with Andy Wint.
Pastor May, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Thursday, 25th of April, 2024, from Manx Radio. 30 minutes looking at the latest news from the Isle of Man. Background to the news, we've got sport and business and travel updates on the newsmakers in person this evening. CCTV cameras in high school toilets turned off. Criminal investigation suspends two gaming licenses. Listening to You was in Douglas last night and is in Ramsey in half an hour's time. Social Security messaging platform launched. And Jade the Grenade makes her professional debut this weekend.
Man Benham for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. Faster My, Dave Moore.
Faster My, specialist firearms officers were deployed earlier today near Laxey. A road close to the Ballabeg tram crossing was closed for a short period. Police say no members of the public were at risk of being harmed. More than 3,000 new jobs have been created since the start of the current administration, according to government figures just published, including a net gain of almost 1,400 in the public sector. However, some areas have seen the numbers of roles decrease. The Isle of Man government's launched a secure messaging service for Social Security customers. The two-way platform allows people to send and receive messages, forms, and documents directly with the department. Elsewhere, New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction for rape after deciding he hadn't received a fair trial. It found the judge had prejudiced the ex-movie mogul with improper rulings. It's understood the Scottish Greens are going to vote against Humza Yousaf in a vote of no confidence next week. Earlier, the First Minister announced he was ending a power-sharing agreement with the Greens, days after a key climate pledge was scrapped. And police in Carmarthenshire say they've arrested a teenage boy on suspicion of making threats which referenced yesterday's school stabbing. Three people were attacked at Amon Valley Comprehensive, and a teenage girl's being held on suspicion of attempted murder. Those are the update news headlines. The next bulletin is at 6.
Secure tomorrow today with Man Benham's guidance on powers of attorney and more. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goromaya, thank you, Dave, from the Ronalds Way Met Office. There's no wind warning operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is slight, and the weather this evening, well, lovely. What you see is what you get. Dry, late sunshine, blue sky. It's going to be clear overnight, minimum down to 2 degrees Celsius. Cold enough for a grass frost in many places. And for Friday, tomorrow, Chahenia mostly dry with sunny periods in a light to moderate north-northeasterly, up to 11 Celsius, down to 5 through the night. For Jasan, dry and bright on Saturday with a light northeasterly becoming northerly. Top temperature is 12 Celsius. Tides on the way out, low water 26 minutes past 7, sunset 19 minutes to 9, high tide 1:21 a.m., sunrise 9 minutes before 6, and the morning low tide at 11 minutes to 8.
Manx Glass and Glazing are proud to be an approved contractor with Construction Isle of Man. Call the team on 674573 or visit the showroom on the Snugborough Trading Estate.
The Department of Education, Sport and Culture says CCTV cameras in toilets at two high schools that weren't fully GDPR compliant have been switched off. It's after the Information Commissioner issued a warning to stop operating the surveillance systems inside students' toilets with immediate effect. The story from Amy Griffiths.
On the 18th of March, the authority issued urgent enforcement notices to both Ballacameen and Castle Rushen High Schools. Both schools were told to comply with that request by the 26th of March. Failure to do so could have led to penalties and even contempt proceedings. In a statement on its website, the Commissioner says both schools are fully cooperating with the enforcement. The warning relates to an issue with paperwork, not the position of the cameras, which are said to be in communal areas of the toilets. The subject of CCTV on school premises was discussed by the Education Minister at a recent Timald Committee meeting. Minister Daphne Kane said it was something being considered to deter students from vandalising and vaping in and toilet areas, something a statement from the Department of Education has echoed. It says it was recently determined that two schools on the island were not fully GDPR compliant in relation to their usage of CCTV. The matter was raised by the Information Commissioner, and both schools worked with DESC to promptly complete and return all necessary documentation. The CCTV was installed to improve site security and also to serve as a deterrent against vandalism and inappropriate behaviour. DESC says a proportion of the cameras have now been switched off and won't be back in use until approval's been received.
The Isle of Man Gambling Supervision Commission suspended the licences of King Gaming Limited and Dalamine Limited whilst a criminal investigation's carried out. The story from Lewis Foster.
The commission, which regulates both companies, published the announcement overnight, saying it's taken the decision pending a regulatory review. It says the move is in line with its regulatory objectives and will be assisting its partner agencies in the matter. King Gaming describes itself as providing a wide variety of online sports, casino and lottery products for its customers, and it's continually adding to its immersive suite of games. For context, it's the company which is having its new campus-style headquarters built by J-Tree Limited on the former Cunningham's Holiday Camp site. Anyone heading along Victoria Road in Douglas will have seen the development taking place in recent months. Its current registered address, though, is on Bucks Road. At the time the new development was approved last year, it was described as the largest ever single private investment on the Isle of Man. As the subject is matter to a criminal investigation, the GSC says it would be inappropriate to comment at this time.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
Faster Mites, 23 minutes before 6, live from Douglas in the Isle of Man. This is Manx Radio, and the last of the government's Listening to You roadshows takes place at Ramsey Grammar School in about 24 minutes' time. They've been taking place around the Isle of Man this week and have been billed as an opportunity for you to have one-to-one chats with ministers. These people were at last night's event at Ballacameen High School in Douglas.
Hi, so my name's Roy Duggan. I've been in catering for over 30-odd years. I'm here today for the meeting just because it's really struggling. I've never seen it as bad as the way it currently is.
Just purely curiosity, really, to see them all in their feathers and say how they answer the questions.
We can't get a house. 50% of 18-year-olds leave straight away. We all know it's expensive to live on the Isle of Man.
We've looked for places. It's like £650 per person to rent on the Isle of Man. It's sort of the cheapest.
Rental properties, properties to buy. They all outclass my wage. I work a regular 60-hour week job most weeks. £650 a month for a room with a simple utility like a shower and a bathroom and a small kitchenette wipes me out.
You could live there, but then you can't do anything fun. So you can either work and live there, but then have no life, or live with your parents, or move away from the Isle of Man.
Well, what brought me along tonight was I just want to hear from the Treasury what they were going to do to support people who are first-time buyers.
Firstly, it was with house prices and the idea that there is not a lot of support for people, couples like we are, who are professionals, who have gone to university, become educated to fill those jobs with education and health and so on. That there's not enough support out there. What are they doing to help reform the department to retain teachers on the island? Because we do get better offers if we decide to move abroad.
Jade Burden, the Isle of Man's first ever professional female boxer, says she's hungry for glory as she prepares for her pro debut in the sport in Liverpool this weekend. The Grenade told Manx Radio how preparations have been for the event, which will see her involved in the same show as fellow Manx fighter Jamie Devine.
It's been a great camp. Like, it literally couldn't have gone any better. I've had some unbelievable sparring. I've sparred current world champions, I've sparred ex-world champions, I'm sparring up and coming. I've had no easy spars, and I feel like stepping over to the pro game, I've had to obviously adapt stylistically from the amateur to the pro, but I feel like a duck to the water, to be fair. It's been great. I'm really happy with how things have gone. I'm just looking forward to getting the first one done and dusted, and then I can move on with that.
What would it mean to get that first pro win under your belt this weekend?
I think it's going to be emotional more than anything, to be fair, because I started this pro license about a year ago. So once you get that, I think once you get that first one on the board and it's done, and I've never boxed without a head guard. I'm going to be boxing with 8 ounce gloves, so it's all going to be totally new to me. But I think once it's done, you know, get the first one out of the way, then I can work on to the next. I don't really try and put any pressure on myself. I've had the dressing down from Peter that I'm not allowed to act up to the crowd, and you know, I've done that in the past and it doesn't really get you anywhere. You've got to focus on your game plan, you know, and in the professional ranks it's a dangerous sport. It just takes one shot and you don't know what could happen, so I've got to go in, be professional about it, do my job, hopefully blow her out the water, and then move on to the next one and learn, take lessons from it as well. I've been really lucky and fortunate, you know, that people are interested in my journey. So I think there's about 100 tickets that I've gone so far from the island, which is great. People are really excited, really looking forward to it, really behind me, which is, you know, motivating for me also. And I've got Jamie sold a bunch of tickets as well, so we've both got support from both ends. So yeah, there's going to be a good Manx crowd over there and I can't wait. I've got a really good relationship with Jamie. We both went to the Commonwealth Games together. That was like the biggest thing that we've both done, and we both shared that with each other, so we know what it feels like to feel, you know, to feel that pressure. And it's going to be great. It's going to be a good night, and hopefully the Manxies will take over.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates, advising businesses and families since 1949. Visit simcox.com or call 690-300.
The Alabang government's launched a secure messaging platform for Social Security customers. It'll allow people to send and receive messages, forms and documents directly with the team. The political member with responsibility for Social Security, Michelle Haywood, MHK.
It's a way that service users and staff can actually send documents and messages between each other in a secure way, so electronically. So I think perhaps in the past service users would have been used to having to send in birth certificates or having to send in documents of some sort, and it's always a bit stressful sending them through the post. But now you can send them, it's secure electronically, and you know that it'll get there, you know that nothing's going to get lost on the way, and you can equally have documents and messages sent back to you in a secure way as well. It's all embedded in the system that's been built, so that it's part of the reason we've taken time to transform the way we deliver Social Security. So it's in there. They have to sign up to the system and they will need their national insurance number to do that. But obviously we cross-check that with the data that we already hold to make sure that we're talking to the right person. The old methods still exist, so you can still take your documents down there, or you can still send them in by post if you want to. That still happens. None of that's going. All that happens here is that there's a sort of a quicker route to doing it. And for some people that will absolutely suit them. And for those that it doesn't, the existing routes are still there and they can still use them. We're not about making things difficult for people. We're about trying to make it easier. Any of the service users can go on and do it. So you can enrol to the Social Security online service. Currently, incapacity benefit and claim extensions are handled that way. Permitted work is handled that way. And you can change your payment details. And now this new messaging part of the system has been released as well. So any of the service users that use those services can go on and use that.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 17 minutes before 6 in corporate news, the UK-based mining giant Anglo American jumped 12% after confirming it had received an unsolicited, non-binding and highly conditional all-share takeover proposal from Australia's BHP Group. Shareholders of the London-based miner could get 70.97 BHP shares for each Anglo share, valuing the company at £31.1 billion. Anglo said it's reviewing its proposal. For a full daily market report, go to RamseyCrookall.com. Anglo American, by the way, operates mines in Chile, South Africa, Brazil, Australia and others. Had a stock market value of about $29 billion before the approach was made public. BHP, based in Australia, is the world's largest publicly listed mining company with a market valuation of $229 billion Australian dollars. A year ago, BHP bought copper producer Oz Minerals for $9.6 billion Australian dollars and confirmed the proposal would give it access to Anglo-American's copper assets. The price of copper, by the way, has risen on the global market by more than 15% this year alone due to the metal being in high demand as the shift to clean energy accelerates.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed lower. US stocks fell after a sharply lower than expected reading on US GDP for the next quarter. Gold was higher and crude oil futures pulled back. The numbers reported by Ramsey Crookall at the close in London. FTSE 100 up almost 0.5%, 8,078. The DAX in Frankfurt was down almost a single percentage point at 17,000. 1,923 at the close. A short time ago, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial down 1.6%, 37,916. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 1.7%, 15,445. It's all red in Chicago in the Midwest. The S&P 500 down 1.25% at 5,008. But of course, the trading day continues across the Atlantic. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling's trading at $1, $0.249, €1, €16.5, and 23 South African rand, 78.6. In commodities, gold up almost 0.6%, $2,329 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 1.6%, $86.64.
I'm running late again. Do you know where I put my car keys?
In the fridge.
Where's my phone?
Under the dog basket.
Bye.
You haven't forgotten that we're seeing Ramsay Cook all later?
Oh, no, of course not. 5 p.m. is it?
2:45.
I'll be there.
Life is busy. That's why Ramsay Crookall's team takes time to help you make a mindful investment decision, considering all the options, giving you full control of your financial future. Less stress, more assurance.
Forgot to put my shoes on.
Oh.
See how we can make your money work for you. Call 717171 or visit ramsaycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source. And Manx Radio's update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Faster Bites, 14 minutes before 6. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Do politicians on the Isle of Man need to engage more with the Isle of Man's youngsters? Well, the Isle of Man's one of the few places in the world where the minimum voting age is 16. And in today's Man in Line, these six formers from Castle Rushen High School were asked what they knew about politics.
Not a lot, to be honest.
Really? Who's the Chief Minister, Matty?
Alf Cannon.
Oh, that's one.
Yep. Come on.
Louis, who's the Treasury Minister?
I'm not very clued up on this particular field.
No?
I think Corbyn is. I'm fairly sure.
You look like you know who the Treasury Minister is, Corbyn.
Not the foggiest.
Do you follow Manx politics at all?
Not at all, no.
Do you follow any politics at all?
I follow a bit of UK politics.
Yeah, do you know who's contesting the American presidential election?
I know one of the Kennedys is it his nephew? He's going for it, isn't he?
Is it?
Yeah.
Who is Robert it, Louis? Who's contesting the American presidential?
I think it's Robert Kennedy.
Presidential election.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy.
Who is it, Matty?
Oh, I cannot tell you.
Okay, who can tell me who's contesting the American presidential election? Jasper, you can't you?
Would it happen to be Donald Trump?
Okay, yes, if he makes it out of court, yes.
Yeah, if he does.
And representing the Democrats?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, he is, yeah. Who do you think's going to win that?
Hopefully Joe Biden. I don't think the world could handle another term of Trump.
Do you think, I mean, the fact is, though, lots of Americans like Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's unfortunately true, but we've seen his popularity decline quite a bit over the past 4 years, especially with his whinging about everything on Truth Social, whatever it's called. It's definitely turning people away.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster Mai, Rob Pritchard.
Faster Mai, good evening. Starting with football, and Ramsey have secured the first title of the men's season as they were confirmed 2023-24 Canada Life Combination 1 champions last night. The Northern side claimed top spot following a 3-2 home win over Ayr United on Wednesday evening, courtesy of a brace from Doran Tartar and a strike from Dylan Pickles. Phil Dunningan and Dean Tate were on the score sheet for the visitors. It means Ramsey now sit clear at the summit on 53 points after 20 games, 4 points better off and having played one less than previous defending champions Rushen United, who were 6-2 winners over Braddon. Elsewhere, Onken swept to a 5-1 victory over Colby at the Bowl to claim this year's Masters FA Cup. For the Cup winners, Steve Priestnall hit the net twice, with Darren Hudgeon, Kieran McNulty and Tristan Ringham also on target. The midweek football action continues this evening with the quarterfinals of this year's Cowell Cup competition. Among the 8 under-21 sides still in the tournament are defending champions Rushen United, who host Corinthians later. Last year's finalists Onken head to Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys. All 4 of tonight's matches, which also include Moran versus Ramsey and Peel versus Braddon, get underway at 6:30 p.m. In cycling, Sam Brands' team Novo Nordisk secured another top 10 finish at the Presidential Cycling Tour of Turkey this afternoon. Brands' teammate Andrea Peron finished 9th on today's 5th stage from Bodrum to Kusadasi. Meanwhile, Mark Cavendish's Astana Kazakhstan side managed a highest finish of 15th, courtesy of Davide Ballerini. Tomorrow we'll see competitors cover just over 160 kilometres for stage 6 from Kusadasi to Manisa. And in golf, it's been a tricky start for Manx Pro competitor Anna Dawson as she returns to action on the Ladies European Tour today. She finished the opening round of the the South Africa Women's Open on 6 over par, 12 shots behind England's Rose Davies at the top, despite Dawson securing birdies on the 7th, 11th and 12th. The Peel-born player will be hoping to hit the comeback trail in tomorrow's second round, with Dawson due to tee off at 1 p.m. local time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Rundlesway, the 725 EasyJet from Gatwick, the 528 Loganair from Liverpool, returning patient transfer, and the 10-9 Loganair from London City are all showing on time. Inbound, outbound, 6 o'clock, Loganair to Liverpool, and the 528 EasyJet return to Gatwick, showing on time. The slot should have reopened. It was closed for the Manx Classic Road Races. It was due to reopen about 20 minutes ago. In Starvey, face closures on the Starvey Road for water main work, and water main work in Andrews at Kean Drockard Road as well. Temporary lights on Sandygate Road, they're working on the pavements, and temporary lights on Vicarage Road at Stevenson's Way roundabout for water main replacement. There was a long tailback today earlier. Part of the old Castletown Road's closed between Port Sodrick, Glen Road and Marine Drive. Brighton Terrace closed between Mount Bradder and Trinity Church in Upper Douglas by the Rosemount Pub for gas main replacement. Hillside Avenue closed to Circular Road for adjacent office window replacement. Part of Switzerland Road's closed for building work till November. Temporary lights on the TT course at Sulby Bridge, and temporary lights on the main road at Ballykill Ferrick Road for electrical work, and face closures there too for water main work.
Ask how you can spread the cost interest-free at Quayside.
The Department of Infrastructure says it acknowledges the need for a review into income thresholds for public sector housing. It follows calls from Onken MHK Rob Callister for the limit to change, saying the amount you can earn before being unable to qualify has been set too low. Here's Dave Moore.
The DOI says income thresholds were increased by 14.5% last year to take into account the rising cost of living. The last time they'd been reviewed before then was 2019. They say these changes were reflected in updated fixed-term tenancy guidelines coming into effect from that date, and resulted in the department and all local authorities recalculating rents for tenants, and where the changes resulted in a decrease to what they were paying. On examples provided by Mr. Callister, the department says it appeared the version of the guidelines he's referring to is the version in place prior to those changes being brought in. That said, it acknowledges it was only intended as a temporary and quick fix, and there is need for a wider and more intensive review of the legislation that sets out the eligibility criteria and the way in which tenants are allocated to housing. The department says it's commenced work on that review and is actively engaging with the local authority housing providers through a series of workshops on proposals to reform the policy before beginning to draft legislation and formally consult both with the public and local authorities.
Update brought to you by Simcox Advocates.
A new unit at Nobles Hospitals hoping to reduce the length of time people wait to be seen in A&E. The Ambulatory Assessment and Treatment Unit, AATU, means those not needing to be admitted can be given an appointment to come back at a later time. Involved in setting up the unit, Joe Standish and Gavin Turnbull.
Patients requiring things such as antibiotic therapies that they would usually receive in the hospital, if a patient's clinically stable and deemed appropriate by the consultant, they could be managed in ATU, where we could deliver that therapy once a day, and that would save the patient having to remain in hospital overnight. So that could significantly reduce patient stays in hospital, and it still delivers care to them in an appropriate and safe environment.
Having the ATU unit relieves pressures in the emergency department. Patients that come to ATU wouldn't necessarily be at the top of a priority list, which we call a triage category, so they would have longer waits in the emergency department. By facilitating their care through the ATU unit, they can get an allocated time slot, and they are also seen by the correct clinician rather than having to be seen by an emergency clinician and then a medical physician.
Anyone referred to ATU has been assessed so that we know when you come here you're in the most appropriate place, and that we can deliver the correct treatment for you, and if not, we know where the correct place to refer you onward is. I would say so far in ATU we've had a really good response, and it's proved to itself how vital it has been as a service and how much it's really been missed before it was here. It's showing large numbers of patients that are applicable and that we can see, and a lot of responses we're having from clients that are using the service is very positive. They're enjoying the fact that they get to keep some of their home comforts and luxuries while still getting a high level of hospital care.
It is clinically proven that patients being surrounded by their own family and their own environments have a more positive and motivated attitude.
According to the chair of Ramsey Commissioners, losing loonies will decimate the row of shops in Parliament Street. The owners of the store announced it's closing its doors after more than 80 years in operation. So here's Chair of the Commissioners, Albie Oldham. What did he think of the closure?
Shock, real shock. It's a family business, been a family business for 80 years plus. It's going to decimate that row of shops. It's the shop in there, if you know what I mean. I think the island, the world is suffering at the moment. This place, the courthouse, it's starting to slow down slightly. So maybe just general, the way the world's going. I think they're suffering because of the internet, a lot of them. It's cheaper. I myself buy stuff off the internet, but it's stuff I can't get on the island. I haven't got an answer for it. I can't even guess an answer. I think all shops are finding it difficult.
What would be your message to residents or businesses that are also suffering these pressures?
I'd ask everybody where they can, is to buy local and use the local places, the eateries, the hotels, the pubs. I mean, over the past 46 years I've been here, we're down to 4 pubs. There used to be 14 in Ramsey. Just use the places that are here so they don't disappear, like this one's going to disappear. Looney's is the place I go for my shirts, T-shirts, underwear. Can nip across the road and get something. Now I'm going to have to spend the day and go to Douglas. Nobody else is going to set up like Looney's. Looney's been there for 80 years plus. How can you replicate a business like that? It takes time to establish. Internet's killing things, like I said before. You go on the internet, you buy it, it's cheaper. I believe, get what I can in town. Cost a little bit more, but hell, you pay for what you get.
I've heard there are 10 people employed.
10 is a fantastic number. It's a really big number for one business. 10 jobs, 10 families, potentially. How does that hit the house? It's going to make incomes harder. People are going to find it harder. How are they going to cope?
That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Dave Moore, producer Amy Griffiths. After the news at 6, Fiona McCardle and Shaq Lay. Greatest Hits with Chris Kinley at 6:30. And I'm back tomorrow at 5:30 with Friday's Update.
WINT.